is Maytag Month, and Menards is passing the savings on to you. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with appliances in stock and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on Maytag appliances at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What from your life is good that it wasn't on video from when you were a kid? Didn't get posted to YouTube or social media. Nobody shared the cell phone footage. Like when we'd race our cars on the way to school. Like, I think about that now. Like, the most dangerous
thing probably
that I did during that time. Two-lane country roads where one lane in each direction. And now I drive on those same roads. And if you go, like when I go visit my family, if you go 50, it feels like you're going to bounce off the road. And we used to go 80.
In cars from the 80s.
Yes.
Not
side
cars
by
now.
Side with driveways every you know, 200 feet.
We could do a whole show on things that you shouldn't have done when you were driving when you first got your driver's license.
Oh, my gosh.
It makes me sick. And I understand why parents, when we were young, dragged their feet. They had done the same thing.
We would literally play bumper cars.
Oh,
because we all had piece of crap cars for our first cars when we got our driver's license. So when you first get your license, if four people are going to the same place, everybody would drive separately because you wanted to drive your own car.
Yes.
It was like a rite of passage. So it would be four of us just kind of driving around. We'd pull up, somebody would pull up to a stop sign. Person would pull up behind them and give them a little nudge and then another nudge and another nudge.
Oh, yeah. That was common.
All the time.
And I've said it before. I do kind of miss the old days where, I mean, the design was a lot more boring. But when cars had those mandated metal, like they all had metal bumpers and they were all the same height. And so you could. I remember Wally Radge and he has this Caprice Classic.
Wally Radge?
But yeah, Wally Radge. And and we were at the school and I was kind of parked in my dad's Suburban. And we were all going to go to Burger King together. And I go, "Hey, Wally, your car's in the way. Can I move it?" And he goes, "Yeah." So I just bumped it and I just shoved him out of the way. Wheels are burning out. Shoving this lunk out of the way.
You.
Oh, yeah. But there wasn't a mark on either car because the bumpers matched up.
Listeners checking in. If we had posted all the times we played with fire or shot fireworks at each other when we were younger or had BB gun fights, we would have been in so much trouble. This one, Buffalo. We used to huff gas. I'm glad it's not on video anywhere.
Yeah. The fire lighting is.
Huff gas.
We used to make Works bombs all the time. You remember that product?
Yeah.
That Works?
Oh, yeah.
Definitely would have gotten my parents in trouble, particularly the time that my dad was with us and he laughed while we put it inside a port-a-john at a golf course.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. So much fire. So much fire from when I was a kid.
Yeah, we burned stuff a lot.
Ben in Illinois. Ben, what are you glad is not on YouTube or video now that you're an adult?
No.
At my parents' house when my parents
Ben, will you start over because I didn't have that turned on. What did you do that would have gotten you in trouble?
Yeah, so we'd have parties at my parents' house when they were out of town and did this a couple times in high school where I'd cut the top off of a Gatorade bottle and fill it with gasoline and then light it on fire.
Sounds nice. Good.
And then I would get out my driver, my golf club driver, and hit it as hard as I could, and it would create the biggest explosion of fire around me.
Whoa!
But it would never catch me on fire. It was always just a fun party trick. I would not recommend it,
fun party trick.
You're so fortunate that the gas didn't splash onto you.
Right?
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I think it just kind of vaporizes and, you know, makes a big explosion. But, yeah, I was good, luckily. So.
Ben Nye, the dead science guy right there. Thank you, Ben. We used to water ski behind my dad's Chevelle using tow ropes and skis.
Oh, yeah, that's the classic, like, winter sport if you're in a rural enough area, hanging onto the bumper of a truck. Or I did that a couple of times where I was going to come home and I would like hang on to like somebody's car going through the neighborhood because I didn't. It was a long walk with my sled from Jeff Parker's house to mine. It was more fun when you were holding onto a car.
We used to do that all the time. We would set up back in the day. We'd set up my friend's like little VHS palm handy cam recorder thing on the tailgate of his truck, aimed out the back, and we would just be. We would purposely go out trash picking on garbage night just to get an old couch or something that somebody threw out. And then we'd tie it to the back of my friend's truck. Yeah. And then we'd just record ourselves driving around the neighborhood, pulling the couch. Take the corner super fast and it smashes into the curb.
Yeah.
What are you glad it's not on YouTube or on video for others to see that would have been bad when you were a kid? When I was younger, this from Southwest Michigan, this happened. I was riding on a toboggan behind my buddy's dad's Silverado.
Yeah,
we used a tow chain to pull it. I burned my ass so bad I had to put leather gloves under my cheeks so it wouldn't burn anymore because of the concrete and the sled.
Whoa, you were okay. So you were doing it on concrete, not in the winter.
Yeah,
I bet that did get hot.
It's pretty fun.
Yeah, stuff like that is fun.
When I turned 16, I had just gotten my driver's license, and we were cruising down the local streets in the middle of nowhere. And I decided, hey, let's see what happens if I jam it in reverse while we're going 50 miles an hour. Got to about 50 miles an hour going backwards, cranked the wheel, and did three complete rotations. Don't know how we didn't flip, but man, was that dumb.
Yeah, I think about all the dumb stuff that I did in cars. I was thinking about one earlier today. For some reason, it popped into my head. There was a road that... there was a 90-degree bend in the middle of it. So as you were going, the road for miles and miles would be 45 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
You come to the bend, and it was like 20, and then it would be like at 35 or 40 again. And I remember one time, just for no reason, I'm coming back from my friend Bill's house, and I go, I wonder what would happen if I didn't slow down for that corner.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't. And somehow, by the grace of God, the back end of the car like kind of broke free a little bit, so I kind of drifted around the corner. But as soon as I got done, because there's mailbox and ditches right there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people live there. And I go, Jesus, man. I'd have been murdered if I had ruined my car just now. And my like, what was I doing? I had a lot of those moments, like those immediate realization of, wow, that was the dumbest thing in the world.
But
why did
too
you
late.
Do that? Yeah, I had a lot of those.
Oh, this is a bad one. This is Brian in Nashville. What did you do that, in hindsight, good thing it's not on video?
Well, it wasn't something we did all the time, but one occasion we went to a construction site. We stole a toilet and almost a pallet of bags of concrete. We went up to the school and cemented a toilet in our principal's parking space with about 35 bags of concrete. And oh boy, the investigation began.
I bet.
And we would have been murdered.
So you didn't
if
get
our
caught.
Parents had found it. Did not get caught. Thank God it was the years of no surveillance.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
today.
Brian, how many people were right involved off. That had to keep their mouth shut?
About seven of us.
That's surprising.
Which is amazing.
Wow. That's incredible.
It's pretty
amazing.
Good
I
mean,
job.
You know, like
we were good
said,
friends. We all played ball together, so.
That is amazing. We're, only two people knew about the Lewinsky incident with President Clinton, yet the whole world found out.
Mm-hmm.
They had seven people building toilet stalls in a principal's
yeah.
parking spot. And they managed to keep it quiet.
Yeah, that's not easy to do.
Man. 1-800-947-3979. It's a lot of guys that do that stuff. Maitland, did you
yes.
and your sisters ever do anything where you're like, I'm glad that's not on video. We'd have been in big trouble.
No, not really.
It's not really the same, is it?
No.
Kelly, I would assume you and your brothers, you probably saw lots of things where if it were on video, it would go viral now or be a problem.
It would go viral,
just
because
you guys were wild. And
yeah.
I don't mean that as an insult. Just you're out in the country.
No, my two older brothers used to steal cars.
Like, okay, that's a pretty big one.
I mean, they did get caught doing that. I got in a lot of trouble for it. But no, my brother my little brother got caught doing donuts on the soccer field, like practice field.
Ooh.
And I mean, he was flying. The school cameras were hilarious, you know, to see as a sibling when I was like, and he had a gold little Toyota. It used to be my dad. So it was pretty obvious whose car it was. It was the only gold truck on the lot.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's type of stuff. They could have called the cops and said he got in trouble. But had we put that up on YouTube, been dumb enough to, hey, look, we're doing something stupid. Let's record it and post it. Oh, my God. He would have gotten in so much trouble.
I mean, that happens so often now.
Yeah.
We got a text from someone. They stole office chairs from their school, and they would go to the big hill in town.
Yeah.
And said, pure adrenaline. They would sit in the office chairs and then roll down the hill in a race.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Said, pure adrenaline. No seatbelt, no way to steer. You just had to hope you didn't hit a little dip or a rock or a pothole. Yeah.
Well, we would take our school in college. I feel like that was kind of when I was pulling the most pranks. We would take any of the construction cones that were just set off onto the side. We weren't taking them from an actual construction site. But for whatever reason around our campus, there were always construction cones, the massive ones, lining our sidewalks. So we would take those and bring them over to friends' houses when we knew that they were at another party.
Mm.
And we would just fill their house with as many cones as we could bring back. And we loved that. And then one of our friends' houses, the cops saw us doing it. Mm-hmm. And they were like, what the hell are y'all doing?
Please stop doing this.
Yeah, yeah, you're not supposed to do that.
That is.
Mm-hmm.
Man. It's crazy that all of us are alive when you hear all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We used to reach over and pull the e-brake as a surprise on whoever's driving and just yell, buckle up!
Oh, we used to do that. Yeah, we used to do that, too, in the wintertime, especially.
Buckle up!
Yeah.
We played the buckle up game. Buckle up!
Yeah.
That is, just for the record, if I'm driving us somewhere and one of you does that, I'm not your friend anymore. We are enemies from the moment that happens.
Oh, come on, man. It'll be fun.
It won't.
Be a blast.
Buckle
yeah.
up!
Yeah, it's not the same now. Half the cars have like a little push-button parking brake on the left side of the steering
mm-hmm.
wheel.
Yeah, you can't just grab it and try to wreck everyone.
No.
Or mine's like a pedal that you stomp down.
Boo.
Yeah, a lot of trucks have them down there.
From Maine, my buddy's sister was in the National Guard, and we stole a parachute from her and used it on a frozen lake. Hockey skates, a windy day, each one holding a side, just flying across the lake, not being able to see people or ice shanties in front of us. It got real bad, real fast.
Man, I would have thought that those would have been secured a little bit better. You can't just steal one.
Right? Well, from his sister. She probably thought it was fine. It's in my house.
Yeah, bummer when she jumped out next time.
David, Michigan. Yeah, all the tin cans and the fork, just like cartoons. David, Michigan. Hi, buddy.
Hey, guys. Hey.
What did you used to do that would be bad on video now?
Oh, we took soup cans and stuck them all together, and we lit tennis balls on fire with gasoline and shot them in the air.
Oh, yeah.
But that got boring, so we shot it straight at stuff.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, as you need to after a while.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. No, and then everything had round burn spots on it, and we had no idea where the burn spots came from.
Sure.
Yeah. Right.
Did you ever light an actual fire by accident?
Oh, we lit all kinds of fires everywhere we went.
Mm-hmm.
There was those pyro years. Yeah. Everybody went through them, you know. And where's all the matches? Where are all the lighters? Everything was gone. That was flammable.
That's right. Absolutely true. From Nebraska, this person says, the amount of things we shot while unsupervised, the ATF would have arrested everyone in our town.
Yeah.
We had so much Tannerite.
Oh, that stuff looks just, awesome.
In the county where Steve lives, there was just a bunch of phone calls to the authorities on Sunday
because
night
of
because of a Tannerite explosion.
Nice.
Like, they did a push notification on the news. It was apparently so loud, people were freaking out, rattling the doors and windows from far away. Nice job, everyone.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good thing it's not on YouTube. This show brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. The $1,000 Minute of Mayhem is next. Want to play? Caller 10, 1-800-947-3979. That's next. It is the Free Beer and Hotwick Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.